The wheels on the bus go round and round as a group of seniors made their way to Carson City last week to lobby state legislators. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck hitched a ride to learn more.
It's 7:40 a.m. at the RTC bus stop outside the 9th Street Senior Center in Reno.
How you folks doing? Cold. Come on in.
$50 for you, sir.
Welcome in.
We're going to Las Vegas.
The white and blue bus picks me and an older gentleman up. It's the final stop before the bus makes its way to Carson City. Betty Manson is one of just over a dozen seniors making the 30-minute trip for Senior Day at the legislature. She says her top issues are housing, safety, and social security. Manson also wants lawmakers to prioritize food programs for low-income seniors.
I would like to see those kind of things kept and protected, because it really makes a difference in my grocery budget.
As the bus drops us off at the state legislative building, surrounded by trees with their leaves in spring bloom, the seniors share the same sentiment, the impacts of rising prices. When Alan Martinez retired as a mental health worker and hospital chaplain last year, he moved from San Jose to Reno because that's what he could afford through Social Security.
I'm getting half of what I made before, so I have to budget now, basically. They take out so many taxes and everything. You're not really getting all your money that you put into it.
Martinez supports one of President Donald Trump's campaign promises to cut income taxes on Social Security, but that hasn't happened yet. In recent years, there's been an increase in the number of seniors having to work, says Maria Moore, the state director for AARP Nevada, who is tabling at the event. She says their fixed income just isn't enough to cover their expenses, such as utility bills.
Those dollars will not stretch. They have to buy their medications. It gets very cold, very hot, depending on where you live in the state. If you are on medical equipment, you can't afford for your power to go off. If you're not eating healthy, then your health gets affected.
The agenda for Senior Day is packed with speakers from the veterans of foreign wars discussing suicide prevention and the Nevada Housing Coalition discussing the governor's $250 million attainable housing bill and rent control. Several people join lawmakers on the assembly floor, where Assemblymember Tracy Brown May honors them.
We know that we have these champions that are here to celebrate and congratulate for being stewards to help us all age with grace.
Brown May speaks directly to seniors about her right to repair bill, which would require equipment manufacturers to provide parts and documentation to independent repair shops so residents can have their mobility devices repaired locally rather than sending them out of state under warranty.
People wait weeks and sometimes months in order to get a part or repair. And what we're doing is working to make sure that folks have the right to repair their own device through independent provider organizations, right, or repair shops. So it helps us grow small business and gain access to repairs more quickly.
Brown May also highlights accessibility improvements in the legislative building, such as incoming adult changing stations, but more needs to be done. Linda Doro, who uses a wheelchair, was hoping to join lawmakers on the assembly floor too, but that part of the chamber is only accessible up several steps of stairs. She was viewing from the gallery above.
I cannot go down on the floor because, ironically, they didn't remodel the accessibility to that floor yet. So typical in that the amount of inaccessible places.
This session, Doro is advocating for legislation to improve prison conditions, including access to food and medical care. Another theme of the day is transportation, of course. Several seniors were interested in legislation to improve bus driver safety. One bill would require public transportation companies in Washoe and Clark counties to install panic buttons on buses. Earlier this year, a 78-year-old bus driver was physically assaulted and hospitalized in Sparks. At the end of the day, there's a surprise visitor, U.S. Senator Jackie Rosen. Her office told KUNR not to record her remarks to seniors in the room. Some took offense to this. Back on the bus, Barbara Devers reflects on how the day went. It was busy in Carson City, and she didn't get to spend as much time with her representatives as she had hoped.
There was a few glitches because of the business of the legislators, which can't be helped because of the session coming to a close. But other than that, the speakers were all very good, and then we had a surprise visit from Senator Rosen, which I think was a hit of a day.
While the day was spent among friends breaking bread, a heaviness hung in the air as seniors continue to worry about changes at the federal level and the future of Medicaid, Social Security, and Veterans Services. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, on the bus.